British Prime Minister Keir Starmer officially announcing his resignation after months of speculation. Starmer speaking in London and reflecting his time as the Prime Minister.
Walking up this street 2 years ago was the proudest moment of my life. A new Labour government, the first in 14 years. A page in our country's history turned after years of disappointment.
Fellow Labour Party member Andy Burnham is now considered his likely successor as Prime Minister. Starmer also voicing his support for Burnham during his announcement on Monday. And also from overseas, high-level talks between Iran and the United States resulted in a lot of good progress, according to Vice President J.D. Vance as he left Switzerland this morning after the two sides agreed on a roadmap toward reaching a final deal to end the war. We want to bring in Jonathan Savage with us, Fox News correspondent, WJR contributor. Jonathan, thank you so much for joining us. And we were going to be talking with you about, of course, J.D. Vance and the talks, but the story with the British Prime Minister broke. So a couple of very big international stories today.
Yeah, not a quiet Monday morning over here, that's for sure.
No, for sure. So let's start. Let's start in the UK for a moment. So Keir Starmer is going to be stepping down, and we hear that this Labour Party member, this former or fellow Labour Party member, Andy Burnham, is considered the likely successor. Are you hearing that speculation as well? And I understand, I've heard him described as charismatic. Was that a word people would use?
Certainly more charismatic than Keir Starmer. He's got a bit more of a sort of down-to-earth, man-of-the-people kind of vibe. He's a big sports fan. He goes out jogging, and he doesn't wear a shirt. He wears a T-shirt or open neck. He's a bit more of that kind of politician, a bit more authentic, people would say, than Keir Starmer, who is perhaps seen as managerial, a bit stuffy, a bit very much political establishment. But the whole sort of choreography of recent days has been quite remarkable to watch. Keir Starmer has been under pressure for months, growing personal unpopularity, growing unpopularity of his party and his government, all the while described as the king in the north. Andy Burnham, the mayor of Manchester, used to be in government under previous leaders. He left national politics to be mayor of the city of Manchester. But everyone knows that he really wanted to be prime minister. And in recent times, people were wondering, what's he going to do? And then, how can he become prime minister if he's mayor of Manchester? Well, he seemed to persuade a member of parliament to give up their seat, to resign, so that Andy Burnham could have a shot at coming back to London to stand for election. And in a special election last Thursday, Andy Burnham got his wish. He won that special election and was re-elected to Westminster. And that was the moment Keir Starmer must have known the game was up. Andy Burnham, popular guy, clearly wanted to be prime minister, got his seat in parliament. Over the weekend, Keir Starmer thought about it and decided this morning he would come out and announce his resignation, knowing he could not be Andy Burnham. And just hours after this speech on the steps of Downing Street, what should happen? The train carrying Andy Burnham from Manchester to London to Westminster to be sworn in as a member of parliament arrived. Helicopters carrying the train journey on news channels. And then his car journey through the streets to Westminster. Totally remarkable theatre. And it now seems absolutely inevitable that Andy Burnham will be the next prime minister, even though there's supposed to be a contest.
Thank you so much for describing that, because that really, really kind of sums it up. That kind of fanfare for this guy who really hasn't even been named prime minister yet. What do you think the differences will be between these two leaders?
Well, that's the big thing. I mean, to be honest with you, Marie, Andy Burnham, he's been out of the national picture for so long, no one's exactly sure what he is, other than he's not Keir Starmer, and yet he's likely to get this kind of coronation. He's affable, like we're saying, he's good with people, comes over as kind of normal. He's dropped hints that he is perhaps a little bit more left-wing than Keir Starmer. These are just hints. But he's not had a chance to test his theories in public. And if there's no challenger to him, if he is crowned as prime minister without having to go through a campaign against a challenger so they could test out their theories, they could make clear to the public exactly who they're going to be as Prime Minister. A lot of people will wonder, does he really have a mandate? Should he really be Prime Minister? Mm-hmm. And that could damage his potential legitimacy.
And one more question on this point. How is he going to be in terms of getting along with President Trump if indeed he does take over as the Prime Minister? Because, you know, President Trump doesn't hold back. So what are your thoughts on that?
I know that is something which is going to be a really important question, because for over a year, Keir Starmer was considered the Trump whisperer, along with Mark Rutte, two European politicians who they flattered the president. They avoided public disagreements. Keir Starmer managed to get an early trade deal for the United Kingdom in doing so. But then over the weekend, it was clear that their relationship had totally disintegrated in 2026. It was clear that Donald Trump had had enough of Keir Starmer, and probably the same was true in the reverse. We don't know what Andy Burnham's going to be like with President Trump, but we do know he will be asked about that very early on. What do you think of President Trump? How will you relate to him? How will you make sure that you have a strong relationship with the United States?
I can't wait to hear what he says. If this indeed comes to pass, it'll be interesting to see. All right, so these talks between Iran and the United States, J.D. Vance, the vice president, saying, look, things look pretty good, a lot of good progress. What is your take on how this has gone? This is still not a signed, sealed, delivered deal, really.
It's not. And it was not meant to be after the first weekend, of course. There's a 60-day negotiating period that they're now in, a 60-day extension to the ceasefire. President Trump has said that if he doesn't like the way things are looking after those 60 days, he is perfectly prepared to go back in with the guns and the bombs and go back on attacking Iran until he does get the deal that he wants. But Vice President Vance says that over the weekend in talks, they laid a very good foundation for a successful final deal. We don't know exactly the direction of this. We don't know what Iran has or hasn't agreed to. But he did come up with some suggestions. He said they built a mechanism for keeping the Strait of Hormuz open.
Right.
They built a mechanism for stopping shooting if they start it. And Iran's agreed to get nuclear inspectors back into the country. So that could be a major step.
And also, there's also Lebanon in the middle of all this here. And J.D. Vance saying that part is still a work in progress. So that's what we had on that. Jonathan Savage, always a pleasure to talk with you. Fox News correspondent, WJR contributor. Have a great afternoon.
Thank you, Marie.
And we'll continue here on Focus.